You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Folks, the other day I thanked Senator Pat Connick, a Republican from Jefferson Parish, for coming out and standing against Senate Bill 482, which would basically rewrite the state public records law by exempting a lot of different records at all levels of government, both state government and local government. And I praised him for exhibiting credible leadership and coming out and being one of the few, and the only one that I know of that has publicly come out and said, no can do, this is not a good bill. We need to think about this before we go down this path. And he joins us now, Pat Connick, State Senator. Pat, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newt, how you doing?
Pat, I sincerely mean it. I thank you for having the guts to step up. A lot of folks, you know, the governor's been big behind this bill, and a lot of folks are not willing to stand up, but you did. Why?
It's the right thing to do. You know, I really respect the governor. He's trying to do some good things, but in this instance, I think it's misplaced, and the public has a right to know where its money's being spent and who's spending it and how it's being spent. And it's not our money. It's public money, so there's a balance we need to strike to protect his family, and I think that can be done. But just to have a blanket public records request, you know, thrown out and hidden is not good, especially in Louisiana.
A lot of people may not realize there's a provision in this bill that exempts to any record of the office of governor pertaining to the schedule of the governor or the governor's spouse or child that contains security details that, if made public, may impair the safety of the governor, his spouse, or his child. I don't think a lot of people have a problem with that. I kind of do have a little bit of a problem with the schedule of the governor, but you know, the reality is you are a public servant. You run for office. You know that the public has a right to know. But when it comes to the security of your wife and your children, I get it, right?
Yeah, and I have no problem with that portion of the bill, but that's the only area that I'm okay with. You know, elected officials should not hide the facts or end the truth from the public. Like I said, we deal with public money and it's public policy, and it's because it's public, the public has the right to know. Now, I think the author saying that, you know, she wants to protect the pre-deliberative communications, you know, versus the barrage of frivolous public records requests. And she sees things coming from AI, but you're going to have that. Those frivolous requests, but otherwise you're going to have the good ones too that are going to shed light on some things. So you got to take the good with the bad, and you can't shut down at the whole system because of some frivolous request you're going to get once in a while.
Pat, let's hone in on a real life example. You've been around up there in Baton Rouge for a long time. Typically, you know, your agency heads are the ones that implement a whole lot as it relates to what's going on in state government, right? What would be exempt from the Public Records Act, I believe, under this bill would be when a governor calls and enters a deliberative process with an agency head about, let's use DOTD. I'm just pulling this out of the sky, about improvements or the placing of a state roadway, right, and where it's going to go. Meanwhile, you have a constituent who's donated plenty of money to you, the governor, that is. And it's almost as if under this bill, none of those communications would come would be available to the public at all. And we would never know, you know, why he's speaking on behalf of a location of a state highway to be somewhere. And we could never connect the dots to, you know, that this could be a political payoff or a contribution that's been made. Whether or not it's legal or not is not important. It's whether or not the public has a right to know. Would that be an exaggeration of a scenario or no?
No, that'd be a perfect scenario. It's, you know, right now, if a request is made, we have to respond to it. Our departments have to respond to it, the Senate, the House, the governor's office. If this bill passes, if a request is made, you're going to, they can say, well, that's part of the process. You don't get it. So you have no idea what took place, why it took place. And it's a public issue that needs to be, you know, be out there. You know, I've learned from my years up here, when you shed light and sunlight on issues, if it's an issue, if it's a good issue, it's going to grow. It's going to be okay. But if it's a bad issue, if it's some nefarious stuff going on, they're going to hide. They're going to run. So, you know, it's important that we keep that those lines of communication open, and the public can have access to these records that are so vital to the state and then to how we do business here. So, and I think we're getting pressure. We're up from the public, and I praise you guys and the newspaper and the radio, because talking to my colleagues in the Senate, I don't see this bill moving in a way forward in the manner as it's set up right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the provision simply says the provisions of this chapter shall not apply to any records reflecting advisory opinions, recommendations, and deliberations comprising part of a process by which governmental decisions and policies are formulated. But what happens if you don't end? Yeah, but what happens if you don't end up in an end product?
Then you don't get it.
And you know as well as I, how many really successfully make it from beginning through end in a process? Not many at all, right? I mean, so there's a whole body of stuff that's going on up there that the public just wouldn't have a right to know about.
It's way too broad, and I think the rank and file public sees this, and they are raising their voices. And I had a meeting with there's a group Elevate that Julie Stokes had up here, a bunch of women who are professionals, and you know, I had to address them and I talked to them about the bill. I said I'm against this bill, and they gave me a round of applause. They against. I mean, everybody is who's paying attention to this is basically against it. So we got to just keep the pressure on it and make it narrow a scope as much as possible to just apply to his family, and then move on. The other thing new is there's another bill out there, 502. That says if you make a public records request, they can get your information, make sure you're a Louisiana citizen, and whose entity is asking. Right now, you don't have to do that. But if you make a request and 502 passes, you got to give them all your information. And if that passes with 482, that companion bill, they get all the information on you, and you get nothing. So that's the scary part about what's going on with these two bills. So it's just not one bill, it's two bills.
Well, and that's there just to cause a chilling effect, right? in folks that are requesting. I mean, because all that does is empower members of government to go out and browbeat individuals, whoever they may be, that are asking for these public records.
It's scary. I mean, it's really scary. But I don't mind standing up and saying this is bringing to everybody's attention that this is not good for our state, and hopefully we can work with the governor to narrow it down to where it needs to be and move forward on it. Just got to get this passed us and move forward.
But in all honesty, when I hear what he's saying, how can you narrow this down? I mean,
but just apply to his family.
You know, he wants to just demonize the left, right? As it relates to saying that they're the ones that are utilizing this in a way that they're weaponizing the Public Records Act. And the other day, Pat, I made the observation. Right now, Republicans in Washington are fighting for more light to shine on public records. They're making a bunch of FOIA requests of the Biden administration, and they're complaining that the Biden administration is standing in the way of coming forward with these records. and they're delaying as long as 18, 24, 36 months. How do you square this up?
I mean, you can't have it both ways. But
I ask you, you know, what are there any other Republicans that have publicly revealed that they're opposed to this bill? Because I haven't been able to find it.
You know, I'm walking through the building this morning. I talked to about five or six members that senators that I came across, and they said they're against it. So, not that the fact that they're not being public doesn't mean that there's not opposition growing against these bills, because we know it's bad. This is a bad bill. It's not good for the state, and you know it will not go out the way it's written now. So, but we'll see how.
Well, one of the reasons that I praised you is because you are the only person that I know of that stepped up, and this is an example of being part of the deliberative process, right? You've gone public and taken a stand and let everybody know where you are.
Listen, why not? It's the right thing to do. And I put this on my Facebook page and told folks to call their senator, call their rep, call anybody to make you aware this bill is out here. And I have no problem with that. And because we're dealing with public money, public information, it's not our private money. It's your money. It's the taxpayers' money. And it's going to be a pain, you know, to deal with some of these requests, but it's something that has to be done. It's part of being, you know, what we face doing government. So you can't just stop everything because you get some bad actors. You got to deal with the bad actors and keep doing the right thing.
Yeah, you know, and I've been on both sides of this issue, right? And I think you probably have, too, as a lawyer, right, in dealing with public records requests. And you understand both sides and the difficulty of it. But I think your observation is that we have to keep things and maintain balance. And this bill would be a total disruption to the balance of interest, right?
Exactly. You know, in my private practice as a lawyer, you know, I just recently made a request to a school board for records on their mandatory reporting policy that was effective in 1990. They said they didn't have it, but I found a case involving the school board that was prosecuted by the DA up in St. Tammany Parish. I sent a FOIA request to the DA up in Plaquemines, and I got all the records that were saved from the school board from that case that pertained to mandatory reporting of teachers. So even though the school board didn't have it, the DA's office had it in their file. So this is good stuff. That, you know, we got to keep that type of ability to get these records. And when I got those records, I was able to prove my case and help this young lady who was hurt. Well, she was a student up at North Shore School. So,
yeah, I mean, where do you think this is going to end? I mean, the governor has gone on statewide radio and he's been, you know, trying to gather support for this. Obviously, I guess he's reading the tea leaves that the public is not really warm and fuzzy with this bill at the present time.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to him about this, but he's been very active in other when there's some other issues involving, like the gun battle we had. And he calls you, he talks to you, and I explain my position to him, and he listens, and you work it out. And this is going to be the same way. I have faith that this is going to change, and this is going a little bit too far, and I don't think he's going to have the support that he needs to get it passed in a manner that they want it passed. But that's the process. You know, you work back and forth. The bill's not finished. We're deliberating, and we're making sure that the deliberation is known to the public.
Absolutely. I want to thank you again for your open, honest approach and your credible leadership. And I know a lot of people, I've heard from a lot of folks that appreciate the stance that you've taken as well.
Yeah, it's easy to do. Have everybody out there call their state reps, call their senators and say they're against it, and they can make a change.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Senator Pat Connick from Jefferson Parish. We truly appreciate your service and have a great week.
Thank you, Neil.
That's Senator Pat Connick, folks. We will be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.